blueberry, huckleberry, and there's a blackberry that grows, that comes in earlier, and they call those a dewberry. They grow closer to the ground. They don't grow up on the as high as a blackberry. But our blueberries are very delicious. The huckleberry, I don't care too much for. They're mostly sweet.
And they grow the red kind that you might use for the shortcake or something like that?
The strawberry.
There's another kind of berry. It's kind of, some of them are red, some of them black, and have kind of a rough surface.
Boston berry?
Has anybody ever grown any raspberries around?
No.
I'll ask you about a couple kind of bushes. I'm not sure if they grow around here. One of them is a kind of a tall bush and has clusters of pink and white flowers. Late in the spring, you know what I'm talking about?
The flower's white and then it turns pink?
It's kind of white and pink.
Oh. I don't know, unless it would be the Confederate rose.
Are there any mountain laurel or rose?
No, we don't have
that. You mentioned Confederate rose. What's that? Can you explain that to me? Tell me.
That's a, it's a, well, I'd call it a semi-tree. It's a shrub-like, and it has balls of blooms that look like a cotton bloom at first, and they're white in the morning, and then as the day goes on they turn until in the evening they're pink, a real beautiful shade of pink.
I'm going to look out for that. That sounds pretty.
Yeah. You don't see too many of them. The cold kills them back and they come up, but they are, yeah, it's a beautiful flower.
Did y'all have some bad weather this winter?
Oh, yes. Worst we've ever had.
How cold did it get?
Well, here we registered several different times down to 23. It quite a bit. Most of our plants that we didn't bring in the house, we lost them.
So
many of the hibiscus and things like that we lost. Well, they, you know, they've come out again now, but they froze back to the ground. And the fruit, we had ice in the fruit here several mornings.
Oh.
It made the fruit dry up on
them. Any of the streams or anything like that freeze?
We had water on the edges of most all the little ditches. It would rain and going in of a morning. Why, you could see early morning, you could see the ice crystals forming at the edge.
People have any trouble with pipes or anything like that?
We had, we didn't, but the neighborhood did, several different ones. It's really unusual. I guess it's because our pipes are underground and our pumps on the south and the lines are all, you know, on the east. But we have never had a pipe to freeze here. And we've had it down to 17 and we'd furnish water for the whole neighborhood for the, when it would stay, you know.
All their pipes
frozen. Yeah, burst and they couldn't get water. So we would have water for the neighborhood.
I guess
it was because, all the outside pipes were protected and the house being right on the ground, I guess that had a lot to do with it. I don't know.
Probably did. We've been talking about some kind of, oh, by the way, when they have hurricanes, does that affect you?
Doesn't bother me. I love them. I've had to be, during the time that I was manager over at high school, I was automatically on the disaster committee for the Red Cross. And I had this open shelter. It was one of the high schools, one of the shelters. And when Donna came through, 43 I believe it was, I had 401 in the shelter over there that I had to feed. That they say they came in about, well, they called me, they alerted me at 4.